Lottie, fantastic to see you here as part of the Classic Wallabies. It's just great to get back with some of the boys you played with back in the day and just get some of those competitive sort of urges fired up as well.
Yeah, it was really great. It was really great. I was, I don't know, I didn't know what to expect coming up here, but the guys who played against us today at up here at Moree, I think it was a combined team of a few different teams, and they really stuck it to us today, but and we really had to sort of dig it out in that last, or the second half anyway, and great to play with guys I haven't seen or played for a while, like Matty Rogers, Justin Harrison, David Croft, Laurie Weeks, Radiki Samo. Was, you know, it's a great concept, the Classic Wallabies, and just to stay connected, and stay connected and come to the country where, you know, I don't know, they get enough of the rugby players. Now, we're old now, but I think they do appreciate us coming out.
And I know you're enjoying the Flies and doing the Aussie salute as well, but a couple of things. Of course, playing for the Wallabies, how good was that? And World Cup final.
Yep.
Devastating not to win it, but just to put on the Wallaby shirt.
Yep. Oh, mate, sensational. It's always an honour to pull on a yellow jersey. Obviously, you know, the Classic Wallabies is just as cool as a Wallabies jersey. You know, I've had a lot of fun and a lot of made a lot of friends, a lot of great memories playing in a gold Wallaby jersey. And, you know, I hope they do well for us in the World Cup this year.
Of course, you've played State of Origin and also played for Australian Rugby League and also Fiji. How'd you enjoy those experiences as well? State of Origin's a bit like playing for the Wallabies in a tension sense. It's just an incredible amount of hype that comes with it, but attention and a bit sort of over the top in it.
Yeah, I don't know about over the top. It's, there's a lot of hype, and I used to love the games where there was a lot of hype and the build-up from the week. And obviously, Grand Finals was that, but Origin was that as well, three times a year. And some of the, you know, most memorable games of footy was playing Origin, but it's just great to, you know, I can relive those moments and you know, share with my kids now. It's something that I'll cherish for a long time, and you know, there was video and cameras to capture some of that for my kids, so it's great for me in that sense.
Yeah, of course you played in three grand final wins, two really early in your career with the Broncos.
Yep.
99 games at the Broncos, so you're stuck there forever. You might have another rash.
Nah.
You know, you can come back like, so Radiki's about 82 or whatever, but of course you've got another one there. You played at Souths, which was completely unexpected, I suppose, off the back of the West Tigers experience.
Yep.
But tell us a little bit of those individual experiences. Did you sort of not savour the two at the Broncos because it was not so much easy, but you had such a great team?
Yeah, initially when I was coming through the Bronx, I just thought grand finals would come every day of the week. Well, not like that, but, you know, being in a great team, I discounted how hard it was to make one, and, you know, to then get one at the end of my career and play for the Bunnies in one, I probably savoured that a lot more because I probably worked harder for that and thought about it a bit more. You know, I got dropped in the middle of the year and came back after nine games and finished it off. So I have great memories from all premierships, but definitely 2014 is very memorable for me.
Finally, what are you doing with yourself?
I'm in influencer marketing. Yes, I got I'm a co-founder at Hoozu, which is an influencer marketing agency. You know, we buy and sell advertising on social media through influencers or content creators, and it's a fast-growing business, and we've been going for about 5 years now, and based in Sydney, so we're going all right.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time, Lottie.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.